Today's daf is Sukkah daf Chof, and we are at the Mishnah, the second Mishnah, on daf Yutes Amid Beis Machzeles Konim Gedoyla. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Rufur Shalema. For Shlomo ben Zara Aliza, Avadi ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Mordechai Tzvi ben Fradel, Baruch Bendit ben Devorah Hinda, and Eliezer Shmuel ben Chanayeta. Today's daf is also being learned to Ilui Nishmas Avram, Ben Reb Moshe Chaim. So the topic of today's daf is going to be the halacha of whether or not one can use a mat as schach for a sukkah. So we know the rule. The Mishnah said it on daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph. It's been one of the themes of the first parak of Masechta Sukkah, and that is, in order for schach to be kosher, it has to check off two boxes. Number one, it has to be a dover she'ena mekabel tumah. Number two, it has to be a dover shegiduloi mina aretz. Because schach has to be a dover she'ena mekabel tumah, the sugyas of sukkah intersect a little bit with sugyas of tahiris. Because if something is mekabel tumah, it's going to have ramifications in tahiris, that's obvious, but it's also going to have ramifications in sukkah. It's going to be pasul l'schach. A dover she'ena mekabel tumah, obvious ramifications in hilchas tahiris, will have ramifications in the laws of sukkah, because then it's going to be kosher l'schach. So whether or not something is a dover mekabel tumah or not is very much negeya when you learn sugyas of tahiris. There are entire mesechtas that are dedicated to the discussion, but at the same time, it's one of the subplots to Masechta Sukkah as the idea that in order for schach to be kosher, it has to be a dover she'ena mekabel tumah. So on that note, Zok the Mishnah, machzeles kitakonim, a mat that's made of reeds. And the significance of the fact that this mat was made of reeds versus something else, says Rashi, koshehi. It's a hard material, thus it's a hard mat. It's not so comfortable for a person to sit or to lie on this mat. Meaning, if this was a comfortable mat, we're not necessarily having the same conversation. What's unique about the machzeles in today's daf is that it was a machzeles shel konim. It's not the technical aspect of konim that we need to be completely familiar with, but more the principle of the fact that it's made of konim, and that is that the mat was hard. So says the Mishnah, the halacha is like this, asol l'shchiva, if when this machzeles, this mat was fashioned, it was made with the intention to be used l'shchiva, somebody was going to lie in it, mekabelas toma, it's considered a keili, it's mekabel toma ve'mesachim, but you're not allowed to use it as a schach. L'sikach, if however it was made with the intention to use a schach, then the halacha is mesachich and go, but you can use it as schach, ve'ina mekabelas toma, it's not considered a keili, it won't be mekabel toma. Rabbi Eliezer argued, he said, achas ketana v'achas gedoyla. In other words, the Tanakhama didn't say anything about a machzeles ketana. The Tanakhama only mentioned the machzeles gedoyla. Says Rabbi Eliezer that this halacha that the Tanakhama said is not only true for machzeles gedoyla, but it's true for machzeles ketana as well. In fact, it doesn't matter if the machzeles was ketana, it doesn't matter if it's gedoyla. The halacha is asol l'shchiva. If the machzeles was made with the intention to lie on mekabelas tumah, it's keili, it's mekabel tumah mesachim, but you can't use it as schach. L'sikach, if however the machzeles was made with the intention of using it as schach, mesachim, but you can use it as schach, ve'eino mekabelas tumah, and it will not be mekabel tumah. So we have a machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim regarding the halachos of a machzeles, whether it can be used as schach or cannot be used as schach. Now, the truth is, from reading the Mishnah itself, it's a little unclear what the machloikis is. When we finish the first part of today's daf, what will emerge is two distinct mahalchim in the Amiran, how to understand Poshit Pshat, what exactly Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim were arguing. But first, the Gemara is going to discuss a little bit what exactly the Chachamim said in their opening comments. And really, if you revisit the statement of the Chachamim, which the Gemara is very much going to do, there are two questions that we have to ask. I mean, there are two things that would seem to be left unanswered. So again, what did the Chachamim say? Machzeles konim gedoyla. We're dealing with a mat that was made of reeds. It's a hard mat. It's not such a comfortable mat. It's gedoyla, if it's large, asol l'shchiva, then if you made it with the intention of lying on it, it's considered a keli. Mekabelas tumah, it's going to be mekabel tumah. And you won't be able to use it as chach. The two are the flip side of the same coin. If it's mekabel tumah, that means you can't use it as schach. L'sikuch, if you made it with the intention of schach, so then the halacha will be mesachek, but you can use it as schach. V'ina mekabel as tumah, it won't be mekabel tumah. So two things. Number one, the chachamim never mention what the halacha is by a machzeles konim ketana. They only mention the gedolah. They never said anything about a ketana. So it's fair to wonder out loud, what would be the chachamim shita as it relates to ketana? Now, there's some diak in the Mishnah. The Mishnah's halacha is true by Gedailah. So, Michlal Lav Atashe Meyahen. But what is exactly the Chachamim Shita as it relates to a Machzeles Konim Ketana? Number one. Number two, the Mishnah discussed a Machzeles Konim Gedailah where it was Asol L'Shchiva versus where it was Asol L'Sikuch. Asol L'Shchiva means when you made it, you said L'Shem Yichud Kutcha Berichu, I'm using this because I want to lie on it. Asol L'Sikuch means L'Shem Yichud Kutcha Berichu, I'm making it because Chag HaSukkos Tassalucho, I want to be able to use this for my Sukkah. So the Mishnah addressed what the halacha is when you made it L'Shchiva. The Mishnah addressed what the halacha would be when you made it L'Sikuch. What if you didn't make it with any intention? What if you just made it? It was stomach. You didn't have a mindless shchiva, you didn't have a mindless sikuch. That the Mishnah never mentioned. Not only did the Mishnah not mention, if you try to figure it out on your own, there would seem to be a contradiction in mashmois between the first comment of the Chachamim and the second comment of the Chachamim. Why? Because the Chachamim started and they said that if you have this machzeles gedoyla, if you made it l'shchiva, it's mekabel tumma. If you made it l'shchiva, you can't use it as chach. What does it sound like? Stumma. You can use it as chach. And then in the next breath, say the chachamim, that if you made it l'sikuch, then you can use it as chach. What is it, mashma? That if it would be stoma, then you wouldn't be able to use it as chach. So the Gemara begins with that question. The first line of the chachamim seems to suggest that if you make this machzeles konim gedoylo l'shchiva, so then it's mekabel tum, it's considered a keli, and you're not allowed to use it as chach. Now, time it asol l'shchiva. It sounds like the only reason this halach is true is because you specifically had in mind l'shchiva. Ha-stama, but if you would have in mind nothing, you would do it stama l'sikuch. Then it would be kosher to be used. V'adotani, and then the Mishnah said l'sikuch. If you had in mind l'sikuch, mesachim bavein mekabel b'el-stama. So then the halach is, it's okay, and it's not mekabel tum. Time it asol l'sikuch. It sounds like the only reason it's okay is because you had in mind l'sikuch. Ha-stama, but if you have in mind l'shchiva, so then it wouldn't be okay. So, Freit the Gemara, before we figure out what the machloik is between Rebbe Lez and the Chachamim, is we have to figure out what the Chachamim Shita is. And from the Chachamim, there would at first glance seem to be a contradiction what the halacha would be regarding a machzeles konim kedoyla, where you made it stomach, where you didn't have a mind l'shchiva, you didn't have a mind l'sikuch. Shchiva, we know, is not good. Sikuch, we know, is good. But from the resh of the Mishnah, asnol l'shchiva, it's no good. It sounds like stomach would be good. And then from the next line, asnol l'sikuch, it is good. It sounds like if it was stomach, then it wouldn't be good. So what's the halacha in stomach? So the Gemara says, holy kasha. You have to say there's no kasha. Kam be gedoyla, kam be ketana. In fact, the two lines of the Chachamim and the Mishnah are talking about two different types of machzeles. The first machzeles is gedoyla, that the Mishnah says. Machzeles konim gedoyla. What's the halacha? Asol l'shchiva mekabelas tumah ve'emesachichim ba. And then the diik would be hastama, you would be able to use eschach. The next line in the Mishnah, which sounds like is talking about the same machzeles, says the Gemara is really not talking about the same machzeles. L'snikuch, we're talking now about a machzeles konim ketana. If it's a small, then and the halach is just the opposite. L'sikuch, if you had in mind, it should be l'shem tzchach, misachach, above im kabel estoma. But if it would be stoma, then the halach is, you would not be able to use it as tzchach, because then the halach is, it would be mekabel toma. In other words, what's the halacha about the machzeles if it was stoma? It depends on whether it was gedoyla or whether it was ketana. Gedoyla, stoma is going to be kosher l'schach. Ketana, stoma is going to be pasul l'schach. The truth is, now that the Gemara clarified the shnita of the Chachamim, both of the things that were unclear are now clear. Number one, we said the Mishnah never addressed what the halach is by machzeles ketana. The Mishnah only mentioned the machzeles gedoyla. It's not true. The first line of the Mishnah is talking about a gedoyla. But the second line of the Mishnah, the sikuch mesachichim ba ve'ena mekabel estuma, actually is talking about a ketana. The second thing was, we said the Mishnah mentions what the halach is if you had a mind l'shchiva. The Mishnah mentions what the halach is if you had a mind l'sikuch. But the Mishnah never mentioned what the halach is going to be if you had a mind stoma.
The Mishnah very much did mention what the halacha is tama. What is the halacha? If it's gedoylo, tama is going to be okay. If it's kintana, tama is not going to be okay. Says the Gemara, eimah seifa. So the Marshal takes out what we have in the parentheses and he replaces it with the words eimah seifa. So that's the gersa. Eimah seifa, meaning you just explain the Chachamim Shita. The problem is, take a look at the Sefer. Rabbi Lezer argued in the Sefer. He said, Achas Ketana, Achas Gedoylo. It doesn't matter if the Suk, the Machzelos was Ketana. It doesn't matter if it was Gedoylo. That Loch is Asol, the Shchiva. If you had in mind the Shchiva, Mekabelos Tum, it's going to be Mekabel Tum, Vemes Achikimah. What's the mashma? It's time that's all the shchiva. It sounds like only because he had in mind the shchiva that loch is that it's not going to be okay. Hastam al sikkuch. But if he had in mind stam, then it would be okay. Masev, look at the safe. I saw the sikkuch. If you had in mind the sikkuch, masachim, but you're allowed to use it as chach. Vehinem a kabbalas tum, and it's not a kabbal tum. Time that's all the sikkuch. It sounds like only because he had in mind the sikkuch. Hastam al shchiva. But if it was stam, then it wouldn't be okay. In other words, what the Gemara is asking is the same exact diak that we've made in the Chachamim Shita, which resulted in a stira in Mashmois, what the halacha would be by Stama, we have in Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer also contrasted between Asan L'Shchiva and Asan L'Sikach. Now, in Rabbi Eliezer, we can't explain it the way we explained it according to the Chachamim. How did we explain away the stira in Mashmois, what the halacha is Stama according to the Chachamim? One's talking about a Machzelos Gedoyla. The other one's talking about Machzelos Ketana. Machzelos Kedoylo, Stama is okay. Machzelos Ketana, Stama is not okay. The problem is, Rabbi Eliezer lumped together Ketana and Gedoylo. So Rabbi Eliezer, whatever that loch is by Ketana, that loch is by Gedoylo. That was Rabbi Eliezer's Lashon. Achas Ketana, the Achas Gedoylo. Rabbi Eliezer's world is no chilek between whether it's Ketana or whether it's Gedoylo. So if that's the case, if you have a steer in Mashmois, what the halach is by Stama, you can't answer once Ketana, once Gedoylo, because Rabbi Eliezer, it's going to be the same thing. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is that we clarify the Chachamim Shita by simply saying, oh, the first line of the Chachamim is talking about Gedoylo, the second line is Ketana. That explains the Chachamim. It doesn't explain the Rabbi Eliezer. If that's the case, the Mishnah still needs a little bit of help. So we're back to the drawing board. What's Pasha Pshan and the Chachamim Shita? What exactly are Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim arguing about, says the Gemara, the first of the two pshatim, Ela Marava, Rava said as follows. Big Gdoyla, as it relates to Machzelos Gedoylo, Kulam, I plead you, nobody argued the Stama L'Sikach. That Loch is Stama L'Sikach. And that's the Diak in the first line of the Mishnah. Machzelos Konim Gedoylo, Asol L'Shchiva, then Mekabelos Tumah Ve'Mesachichim Ba. If it would be Stama, however, then it wouldn't be Mekabel Tumah, and then that Loch would be Mesachichim Ba. And Rabbi Eliezer doesn't argue with that. Keep ligi, where was the Machloikas Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim Big Tan? They were arguing regarding a Machzelos Ketana. Tanakama holds Stam Ketana L'Shchiva. That Stam Ketana is L'Shchiva. Even though Stam Gedoyla is not L'Shchiva, it's L'Sikuch, Stam Ketana is L'Shchiva. Rabbi Eliezer, Stam Ketana, Nami L'Sikuch. He says, Achas Ketana, Achas Gedoylo. There's no difference between a Sukkah Ketana, a Sukkah Gedoylo. And just like Stam Gedoylo is L'Sikuch, so too the Stam Ketana is L'Sikuch as well. And the Gemara says, V'hachi Kama, this is the way you read the Chachamim Shita, and this is the way you read Rabbi Eliezer's response. Machzelos HaKonim Gedoylo, if you have a Machzelos HaKonim Gedoylo, Asom L'Shchiva, if it was made L'Shchiva, Mekabelos Tumens, Mekabel Tumens, Mesachin Nimbo, and you're not allowed to use it as Tzchach. Now, Kaimed Asom L'Shchiva, that's the deal. That's the reason it's a problem, is because you had a mind L'Shchiva. Hostom, if you have a mind Stoma, Nasik Mirsha Asom L'Sikuch, it would be as if you made it L'Sikuch, Umesachin and you would be able to use it as chach. Us Rabbi Eliezer Lameimer, and then Rabbi Eliezer commented, and he said, "No, achas ketana, achas gedoylo. It doesn't matter if it's ketana or it's gedoylo. Stama ksheira l'sikuch. The halacha is, if you had in mind stama, it's going to be kosher as if it was l'sikuch. In other words, the way Rava explained the Mishnah is, as it relates to what the Chachamim are saying, machzelos konim gedoylo. Just going back to the Mishnah." If you had in mind l'shchiva, it's a problem. L'sikuch, now when we read the Mishnah initially, l'sikuch, it sounded like you had in mind l'sikuch. But the way Rav is explaining the Mishnah, he's forced to say some sort of pshat. L'sikuch means if you had in mind stama. It's as if you had in mind l'sikuch, and the halacha is misachichimba. Now, hocha b'mayaskinon with a machzelos konim gedoyla. Because the way Rav is explaining the Mishnah, the entire Chachamim is talking about what, again, we thought it was talking about, and that is a machzelos konim gedoyla. So what's the halacha by a machzelos konim gedoyla? If you had a mind l'shchiva, it's a problem. Stama, it's going to be okay. What about a ketana? Chum never said anything about a ketana. They left out ketana. The reason they left out ketana, because they held ketana, stama is going to be a problem. And that's why, for whatever reason they felt, it wasn't necessary to discuss in the Mishnah. But essentially, the Chachamim were mechalik between a gedoyla and a ketana. They never mentioned ketana in the Mishnah. So in Pasha Pshat in the Mishnah, when you learn Mishnayah Sukkah, you shouldn't be talking about a ketana, you should only be talking about a gedoyla. But the Havana on the sheet of the Chachamim, even when you learn Mishnayah, is that there's a distinction between a gedoyla and a ketana. Gedoyla, stum is going to be okay. Ketana, stum is not going to be okay. And on that, Rabbi Eliezer argued, and Rabbi Eliezer said, no, achas ketana and achas gedoyla are exactly the same. Meaning, the ketana is just like the gedoyla. And just like the gedoyla, stum is okay. So to the ketana, the stomach is also going to be okay. In other words, the way Rav explained the machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim is they're arguing about a machzeles konim ketana where you made it stomach. If you made it l'shchiva, everyone holds the problem. It's okay, it's mekabotom. If you made it l'sikach, everyone's going to hold it, it's okay. The question is, what would be if you didn't have a mind l'shchiva, you didn't have a mind l'sikach, all you had a mind was stomach? According to the Chachamim, a ketana stomach is a problem. According to Rabbi Eliezer, ketana stomach is going to be okay. So again, they're arguing by ketana, and who's the machmer, who's the mekel? The Chachamim are machmer, and Rabbi Eliezer is mekel. So Abaya asked two kashas to Rabbi. He said, "Ihachi, number one, Rabbi Eliezer, I'm achas ketana v'achas gedoyla." What was Rabbi Eliezer's lashon in the Mishnah? He said, "Achas ketana v'achas gedoyla." Da da da. L'chura, Rabbi Eliezer should have said was achas gedoyla v'achas ketana mibayle. He shouldn't have mentioned first ketana and then gedoyla. What he should have mentioned was first Gedoyla, and then he should have mentioned Ketana. So if you look at Rashi, there's a long Rashi with two different Gersoyos in the Gemara, but at the end of the day, the shot that Rashi prefers is that the derech of the Tanoim is, if they're going to say achas this and achas that, they mention the more obvious one first. Now, what's the more obvious of the two when it comes to Ketana and Gedoyla as it relates to Stoma being kosher? Gedoyla is the more obvious, because Gedoyla, the Chachamim hold, the Allah is Stoma is okay, whereas by Ketana, the Chachamim holds Stam is not okay. Rabbi Eliezer says there's no difference between Gedoyla and Ketana. But really what he's saying is that just like Gedoyla we agree on, that's the more Pashit, so too Ketana. So if that's the case at Abaya, why did Rabbi Eliezer say Achas Ketana v'Achas Gedoyla, which seems to insinuate that the Ketana is more obvious? What he should have said was Achas Gedoyla v'Achas Ketana, because really it's the Gedoyla that's the more obvious. That was the first kash Abaya asked. V'oid, and besides, Abaya said, that's more of a technicality. But Abaya said, I'll knock out your Pshat Rava head on, because I know for a fact that the machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim wasn't regarding a machzelas ketana, it was regarding machzelas gedoyla. And not only that, Rabbi Eliezer l'chumra, I also know for a fact that Rabbi Eliezer wasn't the mekel, which is the way emerged the way Rav explained the Mishnah, but rather Rabbi Eliezer was the mach. How did he know that? The Tanya, we learned in a brisa, and we had this briefly earlier on Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. Machzelas hakonim gedoyla mesachichim bo. If you have a machzelas hakonim gedoyla, you have a large machzelas hakonim. So the halach is mesachichim ba, you're allowed to use it as chach. Unless you had in mind the shchiva, the halach is you're allowed to use it as chach. Meaning, stoma is kosher. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer said, in eina mekabeles tuma, then mesachichim ba. Which means, kaloyma, Rashi says. Rashi says kaloyma, because it's not so clear what Rabbi Eliezer means. But it says Rashi, that what Rabbi Eliezer means to say, that if it was stoma, then the halacha is that it's not going to be okay. So said Abaya, I have a mefurish of braisa where Rabbi Eliezer Chachamim argued regarding a machzelas. That braisa is a little bit more mefurish than our Mishnah, as is often the case. And it's clear in that braisa that they were arguing about a machzelas gedoyla, not a machzelas ketan. And that Rabbi Eliezer was the machmer, and not the Mekel, so says the Gemara, because of Abaya's two questions, Elam HaRava, so Rava said the second shot in the Mishnah. B'ketana, kuli amal lipligid the samal l'shchiv, you're right. As it relates to a machzelas ketana, everybody's going to be in agreement that the halacha is that stoma is going to be l'shchiv. Keep pligi, what was the machloikis b'gdoyla? They were arguing with regards to a machzelas gedoyla. Tana kama sova, tana kama held, stam gedoyla sikoch. That stam machzelas gedoyla is l'sikoch. In other words, the way the Tanakama are supposed to be read in the Mishnah, the way Rapapa understands it, is the way the Gemara understood it at the very, very beginning of the sugya. Machzelas konim gedoyla, as it relates to a gedoyla son l'shchivam kabelas tumavei mesachichimba. Hastama is going to be okay. L'sikoch is now referring to machtelas kitana. What's the halacha over there? Mesachichim ba v'inim akabalas toma hastama is going to be a problem. Rabbi Eliezer saw. Rabbi Eliezer argued, and he said, "No, stam gedoyla nami l'shchiva." Rabbi Eliezer is the machmir, like Abai approved from the brisa, and Rabbi Eliezer said that just like stama by a kitana, the halacha is that it's going to be a problem. So too by a gedoyla, it's going to be a problem as well. Umay asol l'shchiva the kamar. So when Rabbi Eliezer said that asol l'shchiva, it's a problem. Really, even if it's stam, it's a problem. Hachi kamar. That's in fact what he meant to say. Stam asiyoso nami l'shchiva adav l'sikoch. That min asstam, it's considered a problem. It's as if he did a l'shchiva. The only time it's okay is if he did a l'sikoch. In other words, Rapapa learned the way Abaya wanted to learn, which is that really. The machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim in the Mishnah is not with regards to a machatzeles kitana. It's regarding a machatzeles gedoilo. In the case where it was made, it was fashioned stoma. According to the Chachamim, if it was made stoma, it's going to be okay. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's not going to be okay. Now, how did Rabbi Papa's Pshat answer both of Abaya's questions? It's very simple. Number one, the way Rabbi Papa's learning the Mishnah, they're arguing about a Machzelis Gedoyla, which was what Abaya's Braisa said. Rabbi Eliezer is the Machmer, which is what Abaya's Braisa said. And also, it's Muvan, why Rabbi Eliezer said Achas Ketana v'Achas Gedoyla, and he didn't say Achas Gedoyla v'Achas Ketana. Because according to Rabbi Papa, Rabbi Eliezer is being Machmer. And he's saying, just like by a Ketana, Stoma is a problem, so too by a Gedoyla, Stoma is a problem. So what's the more obvious now? The Achas Ketana is the more obvious. And that's why he said Achas Ketana first, and Achas Gedoyla second. So we can breathe for a second, but the point is that we have two distinct pshatim, how to learn the Mishnah, how to read the Mishnah, just in pshatava, literally, the Pirish HaMilos, the Pirish HaMishnayos of the Mishnah. We have Rava's pshat, we have Rapapa's pshat. Additionally, in terms of just the understanding of the machloikis, we have two mahalchim as well. According to Rava, the machloikis Rabbi Lezen, the Chachamim, is with regards to a machatzeles Kitana, that's what they're arguing about. Machzelas Kitana Stoma. Is it going to be okay or is it not going to be okay? Where the Chamim Machmer Rabbi Eliezer is Mekel, according to Rav Papa, they're arguing about a Machzelas Kanim Gedoyla, again, where it was Stoma, not Kitana Stoma. And in the Rav Papa's understanding of the Mishnah, the Chachamim were the ones that were Mekel, and Rabbi Eliezer is the one that was Machmer. So, more with regards to the entire daf is Matz. Using it as chachtan rabbanon, machzela shel shifa v'shel gemi. If you have a mat that was made of shifa or gemi, so these are softer materials. Das talach is different. Gedoyla, if they're large, mesachim ba, you're allowed to use it as chach. Ktana, if they're small, ein mesachim ba, you're not allowed to use it as chach. Shel konim v'shel chilas. What if it was made of konim, like an armishno or chilas? These are rougher materials. Then the halach is gedula. This is tricky. It's not gedoyla. It's gedula. So in the resha, the word is gedula. In the sefer, the word is gedula. So the halach is, if they were braided together, meaning the way this mat was made was by braiding it, miloshin gedilim tasalach, by tzitzis, then mesachim ba, you're allowed to use it as schach. Aruga, if however it was woven together, then e mesachim ba, then you're not allowed to use it as schach. What's the difference? So if they were braided together, it's not really comfortable. As a result, it's not a keli, it's not mekabel tumma, mesachim ba, therefore you're allowed to use it as chach. If, however, it was woven, then it's more comfortable. It is a keli, it's a davar mekabel tumma. If it's a davar mekabel tumma, in mesachim ba, you wouldn't be allowed to use it as chach. Reb Shmuel, Reb Yosi, Reb Shmuel, Avir. Reb Shmuel, Reb Yosi said in the name of his father, Reb Yosi, he said, achazu ve'achazu, mesachim ba. It doesn't matter if it was braided, it doesn't matter if it was woven, either way, the halach is going to be that this machzeles shel konim v'shel chelas, doesn't matter if it's big or small, kidula mesachim ba aruga e mesachim ba, I disagree. Said Rabbi Yosi that the halach is you'll always be able to use it, it's never going to be viewed as a keli, and if it's never viewed as a keli, it's not mekabel tumah. If it's not mekabel tumah, you're allowed to use it as chach. V'chein hoye Rabbi Doisa oimer kedvar. And Rabbi Doisa used to paskin the way Rabbi Yosi paskin, and it's that last line that almost feels like was just thrown in there, agav. V'chein hoyer abdoisa oimer kedvarav, that the Gemara is going to focus on now. So the Gemara is going to digress now. The Gemara is going to bring a Mishnah. This is a Tanan Hossam, a Mishnah Mesechtes Idias, Paragimel Mishnah Dalet, that's going to mention something that Rabbi Doisa said regarding a mat, not in Hilchas Sukkah, and then the Gemara is going to circle back, and the Gemara is going to be mefalful in that Rabbi Doisa, based on this last line. V'chein hoyer abdoisa emir kidvar. So Tan Hasman learned in the Mishnah. Kol hachitzolos. So we'll see what chitzolos is in a minute. Kol hachitzolos metamet tumas meis. They're all metamet tumas meis. So for one of these chitzolos, doesn't matter which one. Kol hachitzolos. If they're in this, they come in contact with a meis, maga, masa, oil, they become tumi tumas meis. Divrei rabdoisa. The chachamim say medras, not tumas meis, but tumas medras. Now what's tumas medras? A zav, a zava, a nida, a mitzayra, they're metame tumas medras. Any person that's tame as a result of something that emerged from that person's body has a unique state of tuma. It's unique in the sense that if that person would sit on something or lie on something, that thing would become tame tumas medras. Tumas medras is an avatoma, and it's a very special type of toma. The point is, Rav Doisa said chaytzalos ametame tumas meis. The chachamim say tumas medras. It sounds like chachamim hold that these chaytzalos are only subject to tumas medras. They're not subject to tumas meis. Could that be va nantan? We learned in another mishnah. This mishnah is a masech. This nida kol ametame medras ametame tumas meis. Anything that's tame tumas medras is tame tumas meis. So how could it be that the chachamim hold that it's tame tumas medras and not tumas meis? That would seem to go against the rule that if you're subject to tumas medras, you're always subject to tumas meis. Mar says enochinami ema af medras. The chachamim hold it's also tame tumas medras. So machloik is Rav Doisa and the chachamim regarding chaytzolos. They're both in agreement that chaytzolos, we'll see what that is tame tumas meis in the event of. The machloikis is whether it's also subject to tumas medras. According to Rav Doisa, no. Metame tumas meis, not tumas medras. According to the Chachamim, tumas meis and tumas medras. Zok de Gemar. My chaytzolos. So what are chaytzolos? So before we analyze the machloikis, we have to know what we're talking about. So what exactly is chaytzolos? Amar Rav Avdimi Bar Hamduri. So Rav Avdimi Bar Hamduri said marzuvli. You want to know what it is? It's marzuvli. So the Gemara, the obvious question, my marzuvli. What exactly is marzuvli? Rab Abba said mezavli. So Rashi says mezavli is bulus. So in French, old French, the word mezavli means bulus. So this was a sack, some sort of bag that the roya, the shepherd, used to use, and he would sometimes lie on it. So it's regarding these chaytzolos, these marzuvli, these mezavli, that the Tanon debated whether it's subject to tumas medras or it's not subject to tumas medras. Meaning, everybody held that it's tumi tumas meis. Why? Because it's a keli. It's something that the roya used to use to carry things. So because it was a keli, it's pashut that it was matami tumas meis. The question was, is it tumi tumas medras? What's tumas medras? If a zav, for example, sits on something, if he lies on something, but here's the punchline. He has to sit on something that the derech is to sit on. He has to lie on something that the derech is to lie on. So the question was, the roya, who sometimes when he took an afternoon nap, he would lie on this mezavli, so does that make it subject now to the laws of tumas medras? Or does it not make it subject to the laws of tumas medras? Rav Doisa said tumas meis, but not tumas medras. The Chachamim said tumas meis and tumas medras. But you want to know what chaytzolos is? It's these various. He said machtzolos mamish. That you want to know what this is? These are real machtzolos. Chaytzolos, like what it sounds like. Machtzolos is in today's daf. It's a mat, that's what it is. And that was the machloikis. The machloikis was these mats. Are they mekabel Tumas Medris or not? Tumas Meis, everybody held, yeah. But as it relates to Tumas Meis, that was just talking about Rish Lakish to me. Rish Lakish said that the Chaytzolis that Rav Doisa Chama were arguing about are mad. Is Rish Lakish, he tells me, Rish Lakish. Because Rish Lakish said, Hareni Kaparas Rabchia Uvanov. So Rish Lakish took upon himself that any Yisurim that he gets should be a kapara for Rav Chiya and Rav Chiya's sons. So Rashi says, what kind of nusach is this? The Lashon Kavod Uza, three lines from the bottom. Kishu masker avavai rabbi l'achem yisos and tzorech loy markein. So Rashi quotes a Gemara Masechtas Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph on the base, that a person after he loses his father or his Rebbe, so it's a proper thing to say, Areni kaparas mishkavoy, that he wants his father and his Rebbe to have kapara in the next world. So he says he's willing that his Yisurim that he has shouldn't be mechaper for his own others, let it be mechaper for his Rebbe. So Rish Lakish is about to say over something for Rav Chiya Uban. But before he said over what he wanted to say, he said, Areni kaparas mishkovim for Rav Chiya Ubanov. Says the Gemara, why? Meaning, why did Rish Lakish feel such a heritage towards Rav Chiya Ubanov that he treated him like a father, like a Rebbe Muvik, that before he said over a simple halach, as we're about to see, he prefaced it with Areni kaparas mishkovim. So the Gemara now is going to digress for four lines. And the truth is, there's no time for this today. But these four lines, Bez Hashem, we have to get back to, because there's real Jewish history implications in terms of properly understanding what the Gemara is about to say. Shemetchilo, back in the day, when Torah was forgotten from Klal Yisrael, Ola Ezra mi Bavel v'yosta. Ezra came from Bavel Teretz Yisrael, and he reinstated the Torah. Chazav v'nishtachlo. But then the Torah was forgotten a second time, hundreds of years later. And that time it was Ola Hillel HaBavli v'yosta. Hillel HaBavli, also known as Hillel HaZokeh, also known as Hillel, the patriarch of Basil. He went to Eretz Yisrael, and he brought the Torah back. Chazav v'nishtachlo, it was the third time that it was forgotten. And that third time, Ola Rab Chiya u'bana v'yestua. Rab Chiya and his sons were the ones that brought the Torah back liyoshna. So it was because of that Rish Lakish had such a chorus of toiv to Rav Chiya Ubanov that he would say over Torah from Rav Chiya Ubanov, he would say Areni Kaparas Mishkovi. Okay, so what did Rav Chiya Ubanov say that has to do with our sugya, with Sukkah Daf Chav, the sugya of mats? The Kach Om Rav Chiya Ubanov. Rav Chiya Ubanov said the following. He said Leinachli Rav Deis v'Chachamim. This machleis Rav Deis v'Chachamim regarding Chaitzolis. They didn't argue a machzolis shel Usha regarding the mats from Usha. Sheim Tameis. Everyone agrees that they're Tami Tomas Medrus because people used to lie in them all the time, and there was never machleis if they're Tami Tomas Medrus. Vishel Tveria. And it relates to the mats from Tveria. They never argued either. Sheim Tveris. Everyone agreed they were Tar. No one ever lied on them. Aman Echleku. What was the machleis Hashar Mekoymes as it relates to not from Usha, which is a place, and not from Tveria, which is of course a place. Marsavar, given the lack of the Yosef Alayu, kid the Tveria Damnan. Reb Doisa held that being that most people don't lie on regular mats, so we treat regular mats, not from Usha, not from Tveria, as if they're from Tveria, and Tveria people don't lie on mats, therefore they're not going to be Mekabel Tumas Medrus. Marsavar, whereas the Chum held, given the Mikri V'Yasvi Alayu, kid the Usha Damnan. It's true. Most people don't lie on mats, but sometimes people do. And as a result, there's going to be Tomas Medrash. So this is Reish Lakish L'shitasai. What's the L'shitasai? One part, one prat. Reish Lakish said Chaitzolis were mats. You see from what Reish Lakish said over in the name of Rav Chiya Ubanov, Areni Kaparas Mishkavai, you see that he teached them as mats. Machzolis from Usha, Machzolis. That's right, we're talking about mats. The sugi is a sugi of Chaitzolis. Oh, must be it's mats. Bottom line is, we have Machlokes Rav Deis and the Chachamim regarding Chaitzolis. Tami Tumas Medrash, not the Tami Tumas Medrash. And then we have a Machlokes HaMayron, what exactly these Chaitzolis were. Rav Avdimi Bar Hamduri said that these Chaitzolis were bags that the shepherds used to carry. They would sometimes lie on them, hence the Machlokes, some gray area as to whether they should be subject to Tumas Medrash or not. Rish Lakish said that these were mats. Zok the Gemara. What does that have to do with our sugya? Amar, kol ha-chaitzolos metame tome meis, divi Rav Dois. Rav Dois said that chaitzolos are metame tomas meis. What does it mean if it's metame tomas meis? It means it's a keli. If it's a keli, that means that it's a dover amikabo tomo, which means, as it relates to Hilchas Sukkah, it would be possible for Schach. Right? The Gemara Batanya, we learned to the Braisa, V'chein, Hoya, Rab Doisa, Aymer Kedvarev. Those were the words at the end of the Braisa. What did the Braisa say again on Amin Aleph? As it relates to Machzeles that was made of Konam and Chilas. Gedula, not Gedoylo, Gedula, if they're braided, Mesachichimba. Arug, eh, Mesachichimba. But Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi, in the name of Rabbi Yosi, Achazu, Achazu, Mesachichimba. V'chein, Hoya, Rab Doisa, Aymer Kedvarev. Rab Doisa, you say the same thing. That the halach is mesachichimba. If it's mesachichimba, that means it's not mekabel tumah. So if it's not mekabel tumah, if mats are not mekabel tumah, then how could Rav Doisa say that it's tomei tumas meis? The kash is not under Rav Doisa of Tumas Medris. The kash is under Rav Doisa of Tumas meis. How could Rav Doisa say it's tomei tumas meis? L'chura, you see, he holds mesachichimba, which would seem to be a stira. So the Gemara says, like kasha, you have to say a technical teretz. Ha, the islay gadanfa, ha, the lesley gadanfa. There's two different types of mats. There are mats that have a rim. There are mats that don't have a rim. Rashi says, if there's a rim, ke'en sofa, soviv, gavaya mats, a little tall, lekabo masha noisnama. It's mekabo anything you put on it. Vasuya le tashmish, lots his peris al gaba. A mat like that, you can put peris on. Oh, because you can put peris on it, now it's considered a keli. Oh, it's considered a keli, it's going to be tamei tumas meis. Whereas the mat that Rav Doisa said you're allowed to use a schach is talking about where it was less like gadafna. Afilu kli lo yhavu, therefore it's not a kli. De leschach al gaba yahol in asuya, it's meant for, and as a result, it's going to be okay. Freit gemar meisve, another kasha. Chaitzoloi shal shan. Vishal Gemi, Vishal Sak, Vishal Safira. So if you have Chaitzolis, again, the magic word is Chaitzolis, that were made of Sham or Gemi, different types of plants, or was made of Sak. So Sak literally means sackcloth. Sackcloth
whenever Chazal referred to it, is a material that was made of goat's hair. The shal sviru was made of a horse's hair. So halacha is metami tomas meis. Divri Rabdois. Rabdois says metami tomas meis. The chachamim say af medris. It's also metami tomas medris. Now this machloikis is the same machloikis Rabdois and the chachamim that we had in Amman Aleph. We're talking about chayt solois. We have machloikis Rabdois and the chachamim whether it's only tami tomas meis or like the chachamim say af medris. Rabdois says only tomas meis, no medris. Chachamim say af tomas medris. Right. So what's the kasha? Bishlam the man damer marzuvli. Bishlam the man that said marzuvli. That was Rab Avdimi Bar Hamduri, who said that what exactly is this? These are these sacks. So I understand the examples that the Braisa gave and why the halacha would be that according to Rab Doisa, they would all be Tomei Tomas Meis. According to Chamim also, they would all be Tomei Tomas Meis because these are all Kalim. How so? Because Shel Shanda Shel Gemi, if you have sacks that are made of, or these bags that the shepherds used, that were made of Shamin Gemi Chazik Lekinta, the peri, you'd be able to put big peris in. So Rashi says that the way the ones of Shamin Gemi were woven together was there were broader stitches, and as a result, there were big holes in them. So you couldn't put something small in, but you'd be able to put something large in. Shalsak v'shal sfira, as it relates to the one shalsak and sfira, the ones that were made of the goat's hair and the horse's hair, you could put even smaller things in. But according to the Mandama that says, machtzolis mamish, bishloim shalsak v'shal sfira, bishloim according to the Mandama that says, shalsak and shal sfira, so chazul lefrosi v'nafevasa. You can use them for frosi. What's frosi? Rashi says you could use it as a curtain, nafvasa, you can use it as a sieve. Elishol sham v'shol gemi l'may chazi. But what are you going to do with a mat that's made of sham and gemi? The Gemara assumes that there's nothing to do with it. As a result, it shouldn't be a keli, it shouldn't be mekabel tumas. So the Gemara says, from the examples of this brice, so there should be a raya to what chaytzolus is. This is another example. We have two brices that say the same thing, but they really don't say the same thing. One brice is doing a lot more talking than the other brice. So from the brice, the Mishnah, no, the Mishnah nidias. So there we have a machloikis regarding chaytzolus. So yeah, there's a machloikis between the Amira and what exactly chaytzolus were. But says the Gemara that even though in the Mishnah was a little bit unclear, but in this brice, it's clear because here we're giving examples, and from the bright examples, this should be a raya, but the Gemara says there's no raya, because the truth is, I know what you can use mats that are made of sham and gemi for, chazulin aziyasa. You can use it to cover barrels of beer. Ikad Amri, some said this exchange in the reverse. Bishop, the Gemara held the Bishop, according to the Rish Lachnish, who said it's machzalis mamish, shal shamish, shal gemi, chazulin aziyasa. The machzalis that are made of sham and gemi, you can use to cover barrels of beer. Shal sak, shal sphere, chazul, the prosif, and nafsa. You can use it for curtains, you can use it for a sieve. Eloman, damar, marzuvli, but according to man, that says that they were sacks, bishlam, shal sak, shal sfira. Those are the ones that they're stitched together very closely. So chazal gul kivizani, you could put anything in it. Elish shal sham bishal gemi, which has big holes in them. L'may chazi, what are you going to do with a sack that has holes in them? So the Gemara says chazal kim to the berry. You can use it for larger pears. Tanya, one postscript to today's daf. I'm Reb Chananya said kshirati l'goyla. When I went to goyla, I left Eretz Yisrael. Matzal sizok in echad. I met an old man, and he told me, you're allowed to use as a schach, a budya. A budya, Rashi says, is a machzeles, that's just an Aramaic word for mat. It's Rabbi Yeshua, Achiyaba. When I came to my uncle, Rabbi Yeshua, hoida ledvarav, he was maida, he said that you're allowed to use a mat as chacham. Rav Chiz is that, based on today's daf, with the lesson in Gadanta. That's only true if there's no rim. Because if there's a rim around it, then it's already a keli, then it's a davar makabel tumah, then you wouldn't be able to use it as chach. Omar Ula said, hani budisa de b'nei mechuzah, as it relates to the mats of the oilam in mechuzah, il molik kirsholahem, were it not for the fact that there were rims around Masachim, you'd be able to use it as chach. Tanya nami hachi, Masachim bebudya, you're allowed to use a budya as chach, vim yeshlem kir, if there's a rim around it, ein Masachim behem, then you're not allowed to use it. In other words, a whole daf regarding using mats as chach. Are they big? Are they small? Is it a hard material? Is it a small material? Does it have a rim? Does it not have a rim? Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim had to understand the machlekes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. And on that note, Hajrin Aloch Sukkah. So just one ha'ara as it relates, again, not to today's daf, but to Sukkah and the perek and the sugyas that we're learning. And that is a fascinating shmuz in the Kadmoinim. And it begins with a little bit of a story. Rabbi Yisrael Veltz, he was the Gaivit of Budapest. So he contributed to a Yarchon. So once upon a time, it was very common for Gedolei Olam and for Talmidei Chachamim and Avreichim and Bacharim to contribute to different Torah journals, and they would make their rounds all over the Olam HaYeshivas, and people would write back, and there was a back, and there was a forth, and this was a very, very popular way once upon a time of disseminating Torah. So Rabbi Yisrael Veltz, the guy of Budapest, wrote a shtickel Torah in a Yarchon that was called Tel Talpiyos. And he brought a tremendous chiddush in this piece in the name of the Sefer Or Torah. So who was the Or Torah? The Mechaber, the Sefer Or Torah, was Rabbi Menachem Tzvi Taksin. Rabbi Menachem Tzvi Taksin wrote a Sefer Or Torah. It's been out of print for over 100 years. And in Parshas Emor, he said an unbelievable chiddush. Now, it's interesting. Rabbi Menachem Tzvi Taksin wrote many, many Sfarim. Unfortunately, his Sfarim were kamat, all lost. I mean, you can find them, but they're not on most Sfarim shanks. Now, he was a Litvisher Gadol, and he was a Goyen Olam. In fact, his Sfarim had askamas from the Beis Halevi. He had askamas from Meir Simcha. He had askamas from Zalman Sender Shapiro. He had askamas from the Ridvaz. Aritu Rameir Simcha's askamas on one of the Sfarim that Rabbi Menachem Tzvi Taksin wrote. So this is a sefer that's called Oirach Yesharim, which is two volumes on Agada to Gemara. So Rabbi Simcha gives him a haskama, he writes a beautiful haskama. And then he says afterwards, he says, Umagam al chiburoi zeh. He says, the Mechaber asked me to give him a haskama. I went through the sefer, and it's definitely worthy of a haskama, and you should buy it, and you should learn it. It's a gewaldige sefer. And he says, besides, I saw that on this sefer, the Mechaber already got a haskama from Hagoyin Rabbi Yosef Doiv, Zeichet Tzadik Levrocha, Beis Halevi. And says, Rameya Simcha, Umi lanu gadol mimeno. Says, who is greater than the Beis Halevi? He says, I don't know anyone that was bigger than the Beis Halevi. That's his lashon. Umi lanu gadol mimenu. So Rameya Simcha says, if the Beis Halevi gave Rabbi Menachem Tzvi Taksin a haskama, he says, mi lanu gadol mimenu, ves given gresif in the Beis Halevi. So he says, if that's the case, it's poshut, I'm comfortable, and he gives him Hashem Yemali Mavi Levavo Yator Kechevtsoy, and he gives him a beautiful bracha that he should be gebenched, and he should be tzoycha to continue to be marbitzoy. Anyway, this was Rabbi Menachem Tzvi Taksin, one of the great gedolim that unfortunately their memories were very much lost from us after World War II, and Taka, this shtickel should be a schus that's if sois of doiva vois bekefer. So Rabbi Menachem Tzvi Taksin made a diak in the psukim and parshas Emor that talk about the yontif of sukkahs. So the pasuk says, "Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe lemer, daber al bnei Yisrael lemer, b'chamisha osa yoyim lachoidesh hashvii hazeh, chag hasukkos shiva yomim lasha." So the pasuk is talking about the yontif of Shavuos. When do you celebrate Shavuos? On the 15th day, L'chodesh HaShviyah HaZeh, of Chodesh Tishrei. But Yom HaRisha Mikra Chodesh, the first day of Sukkot is Yontif. Kom Alech Zavadi Lo'isas, you have to treat it like Yontif. You're not allowed to do any Malach. Shivas Yomim Takrivu Ishal Hashem. For 7 days, you bring Karbonis. But Yom HaShmini, and then on the 8th day again, Mikra Chodesh Shni Olochem, Shmini Atzeres. V'kraftem Ishal Hashem. So the Torah mentions the Yontif of Sukkot, but Yom Rishon, there's no Shvi Shal Sukkot like there is Shvi Shal Pesach. There's a Shmini. Shmini Atzeres. Eila Maya De Hashem Ashatikru Oisem Mekroi Kodesh. Lahakmiv Isha Lashem Oilo Mincha Zevach Unasachim Tvar Yom Biyoymoi Bovad Shapso Is Hashem. And then we sort of finish the Parsha of the Mayadim, right? So the Torah of Parsha Zemo went through all the Mayadim. The last one of the Mayadim that's mentioned is Sukkot. We just mentioned Sukkot. And then the Torah says, Eile Mayade Hashem Ashatikru Oisem Mekroi Kodesh. Two Psukim later, the Torah continues. And it says, Ach, B'chamisha osa yom l'chodesh ha-shvi. Ba'os b'chem es tfu asa oretz, t'chaygu es chag ha-shem shivas yomim. B'yom ha-rishon shabosoin, u'b'yom ha-shmini shabosoin. You should know. Then on the 15th day of Chodesh Tishrei, there's a Yontif. The first day is Yontif, Sukkot, and then the 8th day is Shmini Atzeres. So what do you do on Yontif? Ulakachtem lochem b'yom ha-rishon pre-eitz hadar, kapus t'morim, v'naf eitz avoyz, v'arvei nachal, usmachtem lefnei Hashem alokeichem shivas yom. I'm skipping a pasuk. V'asukas teish v'shivas yom. Additionally, you have to sin in a sukkah for 7 days. Kol ezrach b'yisrol, yeshu b'sukkah is why? V'man yedu d'areiseichem ki b'sukkah is eishnafti es b'nei Yisrol, b'yitzi yoysam eretz Mitzrayim, ani Hashem alokeichem, and then again, tzim tzveitim ova yedaber Moshe, es mayadei Hashem el b'nei Yisrol. So Rabbi Menachem Tzvi Taksin in his Sefer Or Torah hat sich gestellt. He says he doesn't understand. It's almost like there's two different parshias here of Sukkot. The Torah introduces the Yontif of Sukkot.
Atzeres, and the Torah mentions Bayom Rishon Mikra Kodesh, and then we mention Shmini Atzeres, and then we're done. Elam, you can make Kiddush. Elam Mayadem Hashem Hashatik Roisem Mikroy Kodesh. Right, we're done. You finished. Then the Torah says you should know. Ah, 1 second. Bechamisha Asayim LaChodesh Hashvi Vasachem Es Tfos Oretz Lachaygo. Again, 7 days. Ulekach Bechamisha Bayom Rishon Dalud Minim, and then Basuka Seish Veshivas Yom. Elam Ayedu Dariseichem with the Bach and everything else. Sfreik Rabbi Nachin Tzvi Taksin. Why didn't the Torah just put it together in one parasha? When the Torah introduced the Yontif of Sukkot, it should have mentioned Bayom Rishon Mikra Kodesh. Oh, and by the way, Lekachtam Lechem Bayom Rishon Upayom Ashmini, and mention Basukas Teish Veshivas Yomim. Why is it two distinct parashiyas? So he said, "Va'niru li be'ezes Hashem al pi apshato amiti, ki be'emes ba'midbar loy hoyu tzrichin lo sheves besukos." He says, because when the Yidden in the midbar, he says it's pasha to me. He says it's the pshato amiti. The Yidden didn't have to sit in a sukkah. He said because kitam yeshivas asukkah. Why do we sit in a sukkah? Zecher l'mashe yoshvu besukos ba'midbar or zecher l'anani yakovit. They didn't need a mid-zech when they were in the midbar. They had the real thing. They had sukkahs mamish. They had anani yakov. So why should they have had to have sit in the sukkah when they were sitting when they were in the midbar? He says, not just that. V'chein mitzvah shel dalad minim. I think as it relates to the dalad minim, the same thing. Lo yoyim mechuyavim gan came in midbar. I don't think they needed dalad minim when they were in the midbar. Ki ksev mefurish, because the Torah says regarding dalad minim, when are you supposed to take the dalad minim? It says ach b'chamish asayim lechodesh hashvi ba'os b'chem es tfuas ha'aretz. When you're going to gather the tfuas ha'aretz, he said it sounds like the mitzvah of dalad minim is ba'os b'chem es tfuas ha'aretz. They didn't have tfuas ha'aretz in the midbar. There was no ba'os b'chem in the midbar. That was something that was going to first happen in Eretz Yisrael. So it says, Rav Nachum Tzvi Taksin, V'nirali, al pi apshat ho'amiti, I think that when the Yidden went to midbar, they never sat in a sukkah. And when the Yidden went to midbar, they didn't take dalad minim. He says, if that's the case, it's beautiful why the Torah divided into two different parashiyas. The Torah said, number one, there's a yontif of sukkahs. What sukkahs? Oh, right now, in real time, in the midbar, the whole yontif of sukkahs was Bayom Rishon Mikra Kodesh, and then there was Shmini Atzeres. But there were no sukkahs, and there was no dalad minim because they were in the midbar. In the midbar, they didn't have these mitzvahs. Says the Torah, Elam Mayadi Hashem Ashtik Reisim Mikra Kodesh. That was the yontif that they gave that Moshe Rabbeinu said over in Torah's Kayin, and for that door that was in the midbar, that door day. Ach, says the Torah, there's going to be a time where Bechamish also Yom Lachodesh Hashviya, Bas Bechem is Tfuas Ha'aretz, when you're going to enter Eretz Yisrael, Tachoyk was Chag Hashem Shivas Yom. And then the Yontif's going to have a different time. Then Ula Kachtam Lechem Yom Rishon Pri Eitz Adar, Kapas Tomorrow, Fanaf Eitz Obis, Farvei Nochav. And then when you're going to be in Eretz Yisrael, when you're not going to have Anani Yaakovit anymore, when you're going to be living in houses, you're not going to be living in a midbar in huts. So then you're going to have another mitzvah. You're going to have to make a zeicha for what you had for 40 years. Basukas teishvu shivas yomim, kol ha'ezrach b'Yisrael yeshvu basukas. This is what Rabbi Nachum Tzvi Taksin said. Dvarim neflaim ad lamoy. So Rabbi Yisrael Veltz, the Gaivit of Budapest, he contributed to this Yarchon, Keltopius, and he wrote this chiddush that he saw in the Sefer Ur Torah from this Adam Gadol and Askamas from the Beis Halevi and Ramea Simcha and from many of the Gedoyli Oilam of the 19th century. So the Oilam read this Yarchon and Keminig Koirim Shal Yarchonim, they started tumbling. And this, and Rabbi Yisrael Veld started receiving hate mail. Mamish from Gedolei Olam, from Choshev people. And they said, how can you say such a thing? The Yidden 40 years in the Midbar, they weren't Mekayim Mitzvah, as if to say, Moshe Rabbeinu never sat in a sukkah. Moshe Rabbeinu never took Dal Minim, right? Moshe Rabbeinu never went to Eretz Yisrael. So you're going to tell me he never did it? He said, how can you say such a thing? It's loy nitin leheyomer. Chalila to say that. So Rabbi Yisrael Veld wrote a follow-up. He had to. And in his follow-up, he said that the truth is that one of the two chidushim that Rabbi Menachem Tzvi Taksin said in the Or Torah, Shteichon in the Rambam. The Rambam's in the Meirin of Uchen. It's in Chelek Gimel, it's in Perek Mem Gimel. The Rambam over there discusses why we celebrate the different Yomim Tovim and some of the mitzvahs that we do on Yontif. So the Rambam at the very end says, Vashenir li barbas minim shabalulav. As it relates to the four minim of the lulav, she simcha v'tzosoin al yitziyosoin min amidbar. So why do we take dalad minim? So we've been talking so much throughout the first parak. We're going to get to parak lulav agazel. That's right around the corner. We just said hadron alach sukkah. We'll get to the alachas of dalad minim. But in terms of why do we take dalad minim? That's not a machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. That's not zeichel anani yakovin. That's nothing to do with sukkah's mamish. So what's the reason for that? So says the Rambam. The reason is, it was a way to celebrate besimcha and sasayin the fact that the Yidden left the Midbar. Because the Midbar was a place shehayolay makam zera v'teena v'kefen v'rimayin umayim ein lishtais. That was a tough place, the Midbar. And l'makam, now that they're in Eretz Yisrael, they're in a place of atzei, pri, v'naharois. They're in the beautiful land of Eretz Yisrael. L'fikach nilkach l'zikorayin l'kach hanash nebet peyreisel. So that's why on Sukkot we take dalad minim, which are the most beautiful of all the peyres. And the Rambam says why these four peyres qualifies as the nash of the peyres. Upala rea chatoif v'alim anom v'kama anom sheba asfei seh kolei me'arvei nachal v'arbas haminim alolu heim asher koilulim shloshet varim riba mitziyusam, etc., etc. But the bottom line is, the Rambam says that the reason we take dalad minim is to celebrate the fact that the Eibishter took us from the Midbar and he brought us into Eretz Yisrael. I saw in the Megadim Chadashim, Rabbi David Yoel Weiss, he says that the truth is, the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos is discussing, in his Akdama to the Pirush HaMishnayos, the Messiah, right? The Messiah. And he says that one of his riyas, so to speak, to the Amitas HaMessiah is, quote, Avu ro'inu b'li safik. This is the Rambam talking. Mi Yeshua v'ad achshav, from Yeshua ben Nun up until today, Sheha esrei hu anita l'malula b'chal shan. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah an esrei. It says, l'kach t'cham v'yem erishin, priyetz adah. How do you know it's an esrei? So the Rambam, when he talks about the Messiah, he says, ro'inu b'li safik. Mi Yeshua v'ad achshav, Sheha esrei, it's the esrei hu anita l'malula b'chol shana, even though it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah. So W.O.Y. said, why did the Rambam say mi Yeshua ve'elach? He should have said mi Moshe ve'elach. See, it's the Rambam l'shitasa in the Meira. That the Rambam says, why do we take dalad minim to celebrate the fact that the Eibishter took us into Eretz Yisrael? So that's why the Rambam l'shitasa said mi Yeshua ve'elach. But then Toich Dvarav, he throws in one ara. He says that it bothers him a little bit, the lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam says, why do we take dalad minim? Just read the Rambam's lashon again. Vashanira li bar bas minim shabalulav. This is godless. She simcha v'sasayim al yitziyasa min abidbar. Right, we're so happy that we're not in the Midbar. What was the Midbar? Shayaloi makam zera v'te'ena v'gefen v'rima. So Rav David Yoel Weiss said, who's the Rambam quoting? He's quoting the Mesoinonim. Right, that's who he's quoting. He's quoting the Erev Rav throughout the Torah. Right, they were complaining about the Midbar. There's no water. There's no this. There's no that. Zacharnu as Hadaga. We remember the cucumbers. Right, we remember the Avatichim. So that's the Yontif of Sukkis. You take the Dalad Minim, Mamish, and you. What's the flag that you're holding? The Tain of the Mesoinonim. That's what it is. Shkoyach Eibishter. That we're no longer in the Midbar. The Midbar was a place where we had eaten man, bilti alaman einenu. So he says, I don't know. It sounds a little like Tainus on the side in him. That's his aura. But the bottom line is, said Rav W.O. Weiss, the Chur, that dikto kalasha in the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos is mamish the Rambam l'shitasei. The Rambam that says that the whole union of Dalad Minim was, thank you Hashem for taking us into Eretz Yisrael. So we're not in the Midbar anymore. So that means there was no Dalad Minim in the Midbar. There's no Dalad Minim in the Midbar. That's why the Rambam l'shitasei said, Yeshua ve'elah. But Al Kapanim, so Rabbi Yisrael Veltz, the Gaivit of Budapest, so he wrote in his follow-up, that it's a Rambam. This Chiddush Al Kopanim, that when the Yidden, when the Midbar, they didn't have Dalad Minim, that Rabbi Nachum Tzvi Taksin said in his Sefer Or Torah, is really Mefurish. It's Mefurish in the Rambam. But the Olam didn't lose up. And they continued going after Rabbi Yisrael Veltz. You can't say such a thing. It's a Diak in a Rambam. I hear Abba Lamaisno. It's not enough of a basis to be able to say such a Chiddush. So Rabbi Yisrael Veltz was under such fierce attack that he decided that he needs a haskama from another gadol to find out if what he did was okay. Does he have to attack or retract? So he decided he's going to send a letter to Rabbi Eliezer Waldenberg, the great Tzitz Eliezer. So he sent the letter to the Tzitz Eliezer. This is all, everything I just mentioned is really from the Tshuva's Tzitz Eliezer. So the Tzitz Eliezer, besides the whole background with Rabbi Nachum Tzvi Taksa, but so he wrote back to him, the Tzitz Eliezer did. It's in Chelik Zion, it's in Simon Lamed Aleph, if you want to see it. And he tells him that I agree with you 100%, and you don't have to back off, because I think what you've proved from the Rambam in the Meira is 100% correct with the Isofim for Rav David Yoel Weiss that we have from the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos. But he says, V'lo yoid, I'm going to back up the other Chiddush that Rav Menachem Tzvi Taksin said as well. The Chiddush, now when the Yidden went to Midbar, they didn't sit in Sukkot, which again, the Svara of the Ur Torah was very, very intuitive. He said the whole idea is Zeichel Sukkot. It was Zeichel Anani Yaakovit. So if it's all based on a Zeichel, if they were in the mid, but they had the real thing, so why would they have needed the Zeichel? Oh, but Sefar Tachidish. But now, Fabin Plates is Zogan Azachidish. He said the Tzitz Eliezer, said Rav Waldenberg, I'll show you, it's a Mefurisha Mabit in the Beis Elokim. So this is in Shar HaYesoidis, it's in Perek Lamed Zayin. And the Mabit over there discusses the Yidden in the Midbar in general. Which mitzvahs did they keep and which mitzvahs did they not keep? And he has a Havamina, does the Mabit, that it could be when the Yidden were in the Midbar, they kept all the mitzvahs up until Sefer Bamidbar. Sefer Bamidbar and Devarim, those mitzvahs were told to the Yidden in Arvos Moav. Arvos Moav, the Yidden were in literally the last Kufa before they entered Eretz Yisrael. So if the whole Sefer Devarim and really Bamidbar, those mitzvahs are related to Arvos Moav, so there's Makom to say, says the Mabit, that it could be when the Yidden were in the Midbar up until Arvos Moav, they really didn't keep those mitzvahs. That's what he says. But says the Mabit, it's just too painful, it's too hard for me to think that. He says, because think of the mitzvahs that you have in Sefer Devarim that you don't have in the other parashiyas. Kriyishma, he mentions Tefillin, although Tefillin is mentioned in Parashas, but he says Kriyishma and Tefillin, and some of the most fundamental mitzvahs, says the Mabit, the Yidden didn't have until Sefer Devarim. So he says, Halyal al Daitcha, the Moshe Rabbeinu never said Kriyishma. He says, I find that hard to believe. So then he says, maybe the Yidden Taka didn't have it. But I've had the Moshe Rabbeinu did say Kriya Shema. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was like Gar from Avram Avinu, he says. Avram Avinu never got the Torah. But at the same time, Ekev HaShasham Avram B'Koyli, we know that Avram Avinu kept Kol HaTorah Kulav Afilu Erev Tavshilin. So Yesh Loimar, the Tzivoy wasn't until Arvis Mayav. But at the same time, there were Yechidim that kept the mitzvahs. Just like Avram Avinu kept the mitzvahs, so why couldn't Moshe Rabbeinu have kept the mitzvahs? So this is Mamish Dvarim Nifla. This is all in the Mabit. It's in the Shari Yesaidis, it's in Perek Lamed Zayin. But Toich Dvarov, he says that Ha'ikr Nirlani is Daiti, that the Yidden kept all the mitzvahs. Because even though Sefer Dvarim was recounted in Arvis Mayav, and even though there's different psukim that sound like they weren't really introduced until later, that just means they weren't chazed over until later. But really, all the mitzvahs, Kol Pirotel, V'diktukeh, Lama, Ma'in Yishmita Eitzel Har Sinai, just like Shmita, every single detail was mentioned by Sinai, so too the it's true for all mitzvahs as well. So it says, I think the ikar is that all the mitzvahs were said. Stating that, there are a few tiny exceptions. And one of the exceptions, he says, is Sukkot. He says, even though there's a mitzvah of Sukkot, and there's a mitzvah that says, Basukkot teish mushivas yamim, but he says, nearly there was no sukkah in the midbar. And he says, what's the reason? He says, because we sin in a sukkah, zecher lanani akavit. So the Ur Torah said, Pashit, what do you need a zecher for? You don't have to remember something if it's right in front of you. He says a little bit of a different nusach. Says the Mabit, I think the reason is because the Anani HaKavod is the ultimate schach. If we sit in a sukkah, Zeichel Anani HaKavod, that means what's the real schach? It's the Anani HaKavod. Anani HaKavod is Hilchoy schach. If the Yidden would sit in a sukkah in the midbar, underneath the Anani HaKavod, it would be like a sukkah tachas a sukkah, and you run into sukkahs that we learned in the first Perek HaMesech, the sukkah, and it wouldn't be okay. But I'll go upon him. That's the punchline of the Mabit. He says, even though I think all the mitzvahs that we got in Arvis Mayav, really the Yidden had already in our Sinai. And Avada, they kept all the mitzvahs. Not like Avram Avinu. They were mitzvah of Isa. They got all the mitzvahs. But sukkahs was different. Because at the end of the day, if they would have been sitting in a sukkah, it would be a sukkah tachas a sukkah, at least according to Rabbi Eliezer, that it's Anani HaKavod. And if it's a sukkah tachas a sukkah, say, how could you be in the mitzvah of sukkah? And he says, maybe. Maybe, says the Mabit, that's why it says in the Torah, L'man yedu doiroi seichem, kim besukah seishafti. There's a dogush on the future doiris. Ahi yedil le doiris, hudachsev. Why doiris? Ki lo inetztavu b'mitzvah zu miyad. Kim le doiris haboim acharei doira midbar. So the Tzitz Eliezer told Rabbi Yisrael Veltz, he said, this chiddish from the Ur Torah, from Menachem Tzvi Taksin, sef sois of doiva vayis bekever, this gewaldige chiddish, the diktuk of the psukim, kitzi war a mer simcha like the sefer. It sounds like a Meshach Chachma, that piece. But he said that this diktok and this sefer, he says, Tak, it's a beautiful diktok, and it's a gewaldige chiddish, and the Oyun's giving you a hard time. Of a Ken Sirik Shreibim, you could put in a third op-ed. You could say that the truth is, the chiddish that the Yidden didn't sit, they didn't have Dalim Minim, that's already Mavur in the Rambam and the Merit of Uchim, and the chiddish that the Yidden didn't sit in a sukkah, that chiddish is already Mavur in the Mabit. Either way, this is this chiddish of today's raid, and that is, it could be, it's very, very likely that for the 40 years that the Yidden were in the Midbar, they did not have the mitzvah of Basukas Teishu Shivas Yomim, and they did not have the mitzvah of Dalet Minim. Yetz Hashem, we're going to do a part 2.